This is Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello, and welcome to the show. You're listening to Weekly Dose of Wellness, brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Mark Winter, Medical Director of Robotic Surgery at Saddleback Memorial Medical Center in Laguna Hills. With more than 20 years of experience performing gynecological surgeries, Dr. Winter has focused on developing and offering minimally invasive procedures. Dr. Winter completed his residency training at the University of California, Irvine College of Medicine, where he is currently an assistant clinical professor. Welcome, Dr. Winter.
Thank you for having me.
Good morning to you. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about breakthroughs in minimally invasive surgeries for women's health and hopefully hear an announcement about a major technological breakthrough as well. First of all, doctor, in which areas of women's health do you specialize?
Well, I'm a gynecologist. I specialize in women's care in general, but specifically minimally invasive surgery, which I've been doing for a long time, and over the last 2 years, more specifically robotic surgery. At Saddleback Hospital, we've developed a very robust program and have a lot going on within that realm.
Speaking of robustness, now I'm understanding that Saddleback Memorial Medical Center might have had a couple of breakthroughs in surgical techniques. Maybe you could speak to that.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, we've been performing robotic surgery for about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things we've tried to do is decrease the amount of incisions, not just for cosmetic purposes. Obviously, that's a big deal, but, mm-hmm. but also less incisions, less pain, less issues that could happen. So people have been trying to do surgery with one incision for a while, but from a technical point of view, it's much more difficult, and your arms have to cross to get the right angles to be able to operate properly.
Mm-hmm.
So robot itself has come up, the company that makes the robot came up with a way to do single-site surgery, so just one incision, where your right hand, as it crosses over, is crossed on the robot. So right is right, left is left. It's mm-hmm. It makes sense as you're operating. So we're the first in California, actually the first in the West Coast, to perform a robotic single-site hysterectomy.
For women, this is very, very good news, especially women in our area.
It's very, really exciting for me because I see this as, you know, just tip of the iceberg, where things are going. Technology is going to get better and better, make it more applicable for more types of procedures. And
mm-hmm.
and as technology gets better, again, it's not just better cosmesis. We're getting less complications, better results for our patients.
We're
very excited about that.
Now, let's take a step back just for a minute. When considering a hysterectomy, what surgery options do women really have at this point?
That's a great question because not, you know, depending on your circumstances or who you're going to see as a physician, you know, sometimes we're guilty in general of not going over every single option in detail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are the traditional hysterectomy, your quote-unquote mother's hysterectomy with a large incision, like a C-section type of incision. There are regular laparoscopy, which the idea is small incisions, quicker recovery, faster return to normal activity,
mm-hmm.
less pain, and then robotic surgery, of course, and now the single site. Some procedures can be performed vaginally,
right.
which is also a good alternative and quick recovery as well. But
now,
it's limited. The problem with vaginal surgery, it's limited as to what most doctors are comfortable being able to perform that way, where with robotic surgery, we can take care of almost everything.
And Dr. Winter, do you perform all three types of surgeries yourself?
I in my career, I've performed everything.
Mm-hmm.
So occasionally, you know, I'll perform abdominal procedures or the traditional procedure when necessary, regular laparoscopy, although for my hysterectomies, I prefer most of the time the robotic approach.
Sure. Now, let's talk a little bit more about that single-site robot-assisted hysterectomy compared to a traditional hysterectomy or even other conventionally minimally invasive procedure. What makes it so brilliant?
Well, single-site is literally one small incision. So the incision is about an inch in size,
mm-hmm.
and through that incision, we're able to do a complete hysterectomy, which to me, it's still, you know, it seems like technology has advanced so quickly, it's I'm a little awed by it as well.
That's why I had to ask you again. I'm like, really?
Yeah. So, like I said, and you know, cosmetically, if we can hide it, and you almost can't tell you had surgery. And and like I said, the early results are our patients are doing very well.
I had the laparoscopy myself for a partial, and I call it my drive-by hysterectomy. I mean, it was amazing. And
compared
to my mother, what she had to go through in her day.
Exactly. And again, things continue to evolve in a good way.
Well, okay, so now I want to ask you what factors to consider when recommending the best approach for your patients. You said you have done, in recent history, traditional hysterectomy. So what do you take a look at?
Well, again, I think the reasons to do a traditional hysterectomy these days are rare. So if somebody is advising you to have a traditional hysterectomy, I think do your homework. Don't be shy about getting a second opinion. Go see somebody who's experienced in all methods of minimal invasive surgery, so that you really can get a different perspective and make an educated decision.
What are some of the symptoms a woman might have prior to having a hysterectomy?
Sure. The biggest things, most common things, are fibroids, which are smooth muscle tumors or growths within the uterus that can cause pain and pressure. And sometimes abnormal bleeding is a very frequent reason. And then the other reason, sometimes I take care of women that have prolapse problems, where things are falling down and need to be reconstructed or pulled back up to their normal position.
Okay. And along with these can come bloating and pain and just...
Yeah, I mean, any kind. I think if a woman is having any kind of abnormal issue, pain, but bloating, again, is something that shouldn't be ignored. Sometimes that could be an early sign that there's something going on inside and should be checked out by a physician.
I mean, that's just general, you know, common sense. If anything seems weird with your body, go see your doctor.
Absolutely.
Don't think it'll just go away.
Listen to your body and just make sure everything's okay. That'll keep you in good stead.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about the robotic surgery epicenter, if you would.
Sure. In a little over a year ago, Saddleback Memorial became the only robotic surgery epicenter for gynecology in Orange and L.A. County, where we are one of only 22 centers of teaching in benign gynecology in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is, based on the hospital, our surgical team, the efficiency of the team, in addition to my experience, that all went together in us being tapped, so to speak, by Intuitive, the company that makes the robot. They're very selective as far as picking centers that have, quote-unquote, everything together where they can be a teaching center. So basically, on a weekly basis, I have people coming from all over the country to look over my shoulder and see what we're doing and observe the latest technique, so to speak, in robotic surgery, which it's been a great thing for us and a great thing for me. I enjoy teaching and showing people better ways to do things, and obviously it keeps you on your toes as well, which I like.
And the more techniques and the more surgeries you do, the more you learn as well.
Absolutely. There's always something to learn.
Robotic surgery epicenter. I'm wondering what the difference between a center and an epicenter is.
Well, yeah. Again, that's just the term for within the robotic surgery world. Mm-hmm. Those are the centers where teaching goes on.
What else should we know as women as we age and go through life and go through the changes?
Well, I think seeing your doctor on a regular basis, communicating whatever issues you have with your physician, and you know, the world is changing quickly, so it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your doctor can educate you as well as, you know, on the internet. There's a lot out there to see, and there's talks locally and where people can learn about things and different issues. Within our office, occasionally I'll talk about minimal invasive surgery. One of my other partners does a regular talk on menopause and the changes women go through, One of my other partners gives a talk on before you get pregnant. So there's a lot of educational opportunities around for people if they're interested in improving their health.
Dr. Mark Winter, I want to thank you so much for finding the time to talk to us today about these breakthroughs in women's health. It is an exciting time to be a woman. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. It's really my pleasure, and thank you for having me.
And now we'll let you go back to helping your many women patients who are patiently awaiting you.
They are.
Okay. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time as we explore another weekly dose of wellness brought to you by Memorial Care Health System. Have a great day.